Now we're talking with the Playboy Mazda MX-5 Cup Series Manager, Jim Brown. And Jim, what do you think of BIR?
Well, it's my first time here. My brother raced up here back in the 70s in an enduro go-kart, and he came back and told me about the long straightaway into one back in the days when you were in the 3.5 down the drag strip.
Yep.
So
yeah.
So
it's a little shorter now, but it's still a great place.
Oh, it is. It's real wide into one. We are going to do a standing start here both days, which is something a little different from what club racing does here with rolling starts.
Yep.
We have lights set up, and our guys will actually have starting boxes. Those people that are familiar with motorcycle racing know what a standing start is. We have starting boxes similar, and the cars are off.
Looks like you have a good field of cars here today, too.
We have 15.
Yep. How's the series gone so far this year?
We are on round 7 of 9, so we've had... We're in the latter stages of the season, and it's the championship time, and everybody has got their A game this week because it's a double.
What is your job as the series manager on race day?
On race day, I pretty much coordinate all of our staff peoples with all the jobs that need to be done for us to operate the race.
Okay. Well, it looks like a great day, and we're going to have some fun today.
Yes. No rain and beautiful weather.
Thank you much.
You bet.
All right. That is Jim Brown there, the series manager for the Playboy Mazda MX-5 Cup. Really cool class to see, and I'm really excited to see the start of the race, too, because they're going to do a standing start. It's kind of the Formula One kind of start there, and we're not used to seeing that. We're used to seeing the rolling starts, and I know the Trans Am series does rolling starts, but the MX-5 cars are going to be doing the standing start. Be interesting to see that battle in the turn one, what happens there. If you get going right away, that's great. If you're behind somebody that's not, it could be a lot of trouble. It could be some rubbing and some all kinds of interesting stuff happening on the start of the race.
Really looking forward to it. And their race actually will be at 2:35 today and 1:35 tomorrow. Hey, Dino, let's start right with off with the point leader. How about that?
That's a good place.
So good.
Now we're talking with point leader Michael Cooper. And what do you think of BIR?
I think it's a cool track. It's a, you know, it's different in terms of the setup we normally run, so it's a good challenge.
What makes it different?
You know, it's got two different pavement surfaces. Half the track's fresh paved and half of it's old. And so you gotta compromise the car to work on both.
You know, what do you think of that big turn number one and two with all that high speed?
You know, it's on new tires and on second heat cycle, it's not all that bad. But when the tires start to get old, you know, towards the end of the 45-minute race, if the car's not right or you've used the tires up, it's going to be pretty hairy.
Can you flat-foot it through there?
Yeah, you can flat it.
No problem, huh?
No.
Looks like you've had a fantastic season so far this year.
Yeah, the season's gone mostly to plan, except for, you know, I'm still pretty new at this, so I've made a few mistakes. But otherwise, it's been pretty clean and consistent.
Okay. What are you looking forward to today?
Looking forward to getting qualifying, getting to the race, and having some fun.
Okay. Now, you did do some testing out here before, so you have run this track before.
Yeah. You know, we got up here and went to the BIR Performance Driving School.
Oh.
And we also had the track for half the day the next day. And it was a little getting to know the track, but figuring it out and getting the setup right on the car, so where the car is good and dialed in when we get here and the Trans Am guys are laying rubber down and the FE guys are laying rubber down, we can keep up with the track and not be chasing it the entire time.
What do you like about these cars?
They're fun to drive. They have a ton of, they don't have any downforce, but they have a ton of grip because they're pretty light. The tires are pretty good. The BF Goodrich tires are solid.
Why no roof?
You know, Mazda doesn't have a roof because they want it to look exactly like their street car. You know, if we could put a roof on it, it would be, the class would be different. The racing wouldn't be as tight because there's not a big of a toe from the guy behind. So like on a track like this with the big straightaway out front, even if you're half a second faster than someone in the race, you're not going to be able to get away from them because they'll just stick on you through the straightaway.
Well, good luck today.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
All right, that's Michael Cooper. He's the points leader in the MX-5 Cup, and wow, it's pretty impressive, and it's nice to hear those Trans Am cars in the background too, isn't it, Jason?
It is cool. It's cool. You know, people always ask us when we're doing interviews, hey, do you want to go into my race hauler, or do you want to go up into the office? And I'm like, no, I want to go right out here on pit lane so we can hear cars in the background and we can just hang out so everyone knows that we're at a racetrack.
Yeah, definitely. It's and we were right close to the track at the time, and the Trans Am cars were just coming out onto the track too, and they have a definitely distinct sound compared to the ones that we're used to hearing on a weekly basis, that's for sure.
800 horsepower.
Yeah,
you know, it's
awesome. Definitely high tuned.
Well, we got a chance to catch up with the guy who has won the last two races, Lime Rock and Road America, Dean Copeland.
Now we're talking to third place in points, Dean Copeland. And Dean, what do you think of this track?
It's very interesting. There's, I mean, you got all different sections here. It's like a combination of every track we've been to this year all in one. You got a fast section, tight technical. I think it'll make for a real good race.
Awesome. How's the season gone for you so far?
It's had its highs and lows for us. I mean, we've had some bad luck, a few mistakes here and there, but we pulled out two wins. And, you know, that was the first time an independent has done that. You know, we're just a father and son team going against all these other, you know, multi-car big teams, so that's, you know, pretty proud of that.
A lot of travel in this series, isn't it?
Yeah, that there is, you know, but with Mazda backing us, I mean, they support the series so hard, and they really have a great program going, so they help you out here and there. I mean, they have a great parts program, so they really make it easy.
And then I guess you live way out in Maryland, huh?
Yeah, we're all the way out in Maryland. We're about 20 minutes north of the nation's capital, so, you know, it's definitely from there to here would have been about a 23-hour drive, so come a long way.
Wow, but you said it was only a two-hour flight, so no big deal.
Yeah.
You didn't have to drive the rig.
Exactly.
What do you look forward to today in the race? Do you like the doubleheader format?
Yeah. The doubleheader on Labor Day is definitely going to make, you know, for a fun weekend, you know, fun-filled. And, you know, if you don't get it today, you got a second chance. You know, you don't get second chance a lot. But what I look forward to today is hopefully getting out front and, you know, leading the thing. But that's, you know, not always possible in this series. It's going to be tight, back and forth, tight-knit race. So look forward to a lot of action, to be honest with you.
Cool. Good luck, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks. You have a good one.
That's Dean Copeland, who races in the Playboy Mazda MX-5 series, and he's from Maryland. But I tell you think that's a long ways from here? That's nothing, because I got a chance to interview a driver who's from overseas.
Now with Ara Malkashian from the Mazda series, and what do you think of this track?
Oh, it's great to be out here in Brainerd, and nice weather, and great track, and great fans. We love this place.
How'd practice go?
Practice went well. We're on old tires and just bombing around and slipping and sliding around. It's a lot of fun. That's what we like to do.
Just get some high speeds on this track, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We're all the way up, pretty high up in fifth gear going into turn three, so it's going to be exciting in the race there.
Can you flat-foot it around the corner in number two?
Yeah, we can. Even on old tires, we can do that in our cars. We have so much grip. As the car guys will appreciate, we can hit 1.7 Gs in these cars, so they're really grippy.
And they're four-cylinder cars, right?
They're what? Yeah, they're four-cylinder cars, you know, about 200 horsepower, and just more fun than anybody should be allowed to have.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're so light that you can really get around, I bet.
Yeah, just you know, we come up into those corners, and we're way faster than a Trans Am car is going through the corners. It's just we don't have the horsepower they do to go down the straights fast, but our cars are stuck like glue to this wonderful track.
How's the season gone for you so far?
Season's good. I think we're top five in points, and, you know, we had two bad races and several good races, including a win in Atlanta. So we're looking forward to you know, doing well here and doing well in last race because we go back to Atlanta again.
Where are you from?
You know, there's a big joke going around that I'm from Brainerd, Minnesota, but I'm not. I have to tell you the honest truth. I'm from Beirut, Lebanon, originally.
Oh.
And so it's a long way from home. And, you know, we played a joke back at Homestead about me being from Brainerd. And it's still, I think it shows me as being from Brainerd on the entry list.
They're
having a lot of fun yesterday on the announcers talking about how I learned to drive on a tractor and racing around on that and all that and going ice fishing and all that stuff.
Have you ever been ice fishing?
No.
I have to come back up here this winter.
Yeah, maybe you'll do that. It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
If you win, you'll have to come back up.
All right, that sounds like a plan.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Ara Malkashian from Beirut, was with us. And wow, I mean, it's so much fun because there's so many fun different drivers. We interview people from the East Coast. We interview people from the South, overseas. And also, you got a chance to interview one of the female stars.
Well, yeah, but before I say that, though, we also have other people from Trinidad, too, racing, too. And I think they even said they were going to try and let people know they might be listening online. So greetings to everyone over in Trinidad listening to today's show. I'm not sure exactly how you say that in that language, too. Yes, I got a chance to talk with Beth Christ. And, boy, she is a fantastic young racer there. I think she's going to go a lot of places too, stepping up into the MX-5 cars this year. And she had a little bit of an interesting experience yesterday. We'll listen about what happened to her in practice yesterday as well.
Cut up with Playboy Mazda MX Cup driver Beth Christ. Beth, first time in Brainerd, right?
Yes, it is. It's been a blast, though.
I heard you just a moment ago talking about your experience yesterday in the practice. Tell us what happened.
I was actually following a competitor, and I was like, maybe his line's better than mine. He's doing it wide open, and I got caught up watching him, and I lost sight of, you know, where I normally am, and I went flying into the grass at probably 100 miles plus, and the car was covered, and the cattails were over the car, and I was like, how the heck am I going to get out of here? But luckily I did.
And the car's all right? You'll be able to compete and everything?
Yes, I had a pretty little sandbox for everyone to play in, but it was okay.
What are your impressions of Brainerd? It's very fast corners one and two, and then some tight turns around the course.
I really actually enjoy it. I think it's over in the carousel. There's one corner that, as we were pointed out in our drive around, that you're midway through the corner and it's still going, and you're like, oh my gosh, is this going to end? But I really like it. It's fast-paced. It keeps you on your toe, and it's very flowing.
Talk about your season so far.
It's my rookie season and the first year in the MX-5 Cup. I'm ninth in points. It's been fun. A huge learning curve. I've done 11 years in shifter carts, so the experience is very different. I have learned tremendously the weight difference between 2,600 pounds and 400 pounds. It's been a rough ride, but, you know, we're progressively getting better, and that's all I can ask of myself.
And it's learning all these new tracks. Every week out, it's a new track, and it's a new learning experience, isn't it?
For the most part, there have been some places that I have raced for 10 years, Road Atlanta being one of them. You know, with the karting circuit that I followed, I had the opportunity to experience Road America, Road Atlanta, and we're going back to Road Atlanta for the Petit Le Mans. So luckily, another place of familiarity for me.
Yeah, long. So next year, are you planning on staying with the series or trying to move up, or what are your plans for next year?
I would like to stay with the series at least another year, get some more experience in her. It's all about finances. You know, everyone says they need sponsorship, and I am unfortunately no different. So we had to miss out on Mazda Raceway. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it to Laguna Seca this year just due to finances, but we will work hard this winter and try and ensure that I can attend every race in the 2012 season.
All right, best of luck to you this weekend.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it.
All right, that's Beth Christ.